Hey everyone, it's Deb. Welcome back. We are talking about safety and dating. If you didn't hear my last podcast about it, go back and listen. But we've got back in the studio with us, we have Wendy and Inger and Lori.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Debbie, can you tell us one of your crazy experiences that you've had dating?
Yes, I think it's good to have everybody hear and be aware because we all hear about stalkers. I actually was meeting people online, and at that point, I don't know, I was at a point in my life where I had a lot of kids at home, and so I wasn't like really, really pursuing the online dating, but you know, people would say, you're just too picky, you're this and this and this. And I listened to him, which I shouldn't have, but I thought, all right, I'm gonna give 4 guys my number. And so I just started talking to them, you know, messaging back and forth. And so I did that. I wasn't really interested in any of them. Well, one of them, we started texting, and he, I don't know, it was fine. It wasn't anything great. He said he was going to be in Brigham City singing at the Tabernacle, which I was like, who are you? Anyway, so we would text back and forth, and then it started to get a little weird. He was saying stuff like that he had hung out with Josh Groban before, and I was like, okay, that's possible, I guess, you know, just kind of being like wary of certain things. And then he would text me and he just started saying just weird things, and so I was like, and telling me that his name was Gregorio and things like that, and I was like,
that's weird.
Okay, you're weird, and I don't want to text you anymore. So I said, you know, this isn't going to work out. Just, it's not going to work out. So then he texted me something else even more weird, and I was weird enough that I was like, please stop texting me or I'm going to call the police. And so he...
Gregorio
Ferrari.
So Debbie, what were some of the other red flags that you saw?
Well, besides the fact that his name was Gregorio Ferrari, and there was one that he asked me if he could call me, and I said Saturdays aren't good. I didn't want to talk to him on the phone. I wasn't that interested in it.
Right.
I was just trying, and so I said actually today wouldn't be good. And right immediately he called me.
What?
I was like, oh. Do you not understand what I said? Anyway, so little things like that, but there's a lot more red flags. So just hold on to your chairs.
I'm excited.
So anyway, after I told him that he needs to stop texting me or I'm going to call the police, he texted me again. So the next day, I was kind of upset because you know how things like that just kind of throw you off a little mm-hmm. bit. I was a little bit worried. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. So anyway, I
Quick
went
question.
To work.
Did you yes. block him? So at that time,
yes,
you know,
on
were
my
you able
phone,
to
yes,
block, okay.
I blocked him on my phone.
That's one of my favorite features.
Yes, yes,
that is awesome.
For sure. But then also, I'm like, maybe I don't want to block him because I don't know if he's saying, you know, I'm going to come over or whatever. It was kind of tough.
Did he know your address?
No.
Okay.
He didn't know my address.
Okay.
So I went to work, and I was just working, and my friend who worked at Bridgerland called me, and he's like, "Do you know a?" And he said his. I can't even remember his real name, but
ours.
I had no, he didn't. And I said, yes, why? And he's like, he's over here printing pictures of you out.
Oh, what?
From your Facebook page. And I was like, what?
That's crazy.
And I'm like, I don't even know how he knows where, we talked about the Tabernacle, but what I had figured out was he must have saw my LinkedIn profile and it said that I had gone to Bridgerland. So he went there and was asking people there.
Oh, wow.
If they knew me, he told everyone he just bought a ring and he was going to come and ask me to marry him.
Oh, my
and
gosh. Wow.
But he doesn't know where you're at.
No, I had never gone on a date with him, psycho.
Wow.
So I was really worried. And so I went home for lunch and my son had just had knee surgery. So he was out. There's no way he could get up if anything happened. So I actually called the police in our town and said, can you just patrol around my street and just make sure everything's fine? You know, and they did. They are so good to do that. But while I was home, my coworker, so I sit at the front desk at a CPA firm, my coworker called and said he came in. And I
said,
what? Because I had told her the story. I was upset about it. I said, are you serious? And she said, yeah. She described what he looked like and everything. And so I was really, really, really worried. That's when I called to have him patrol. Then I went back to work and I was just talking to her. Like, I couldn't get any work done. I was like so freaked out. And I was sitting there and we had this game plan. I said, if you see him, call the police. So she said, he's coming in. And so I went to the back offices. She was calling the police. A couple of the CPAs knew kind of I had told them. So they came down and they blocked him in the front entryway in the lobby and were talking to him about taxes so he wouldn't get kind of suspicious or anything while my friend called the police. Well, the police came and he just was like, well, I came to talk to Deb because I was in New York City last night with Josh Groban and I shattered both my ankles.
Oh, gosh.
And the policeman's like, well, you're walking pretty good for having shattered ankles. And he's like, she's not worried about you. She doesn't want you here, so don't ever come back. And he just was trying to tell him that he had come to ask me to marry him and he was going to go buy a truck for us and all this stuff. And I can laugh about it now, but I actually was in the back office crying.
Of course.
Because I was like, yeah. Why is this my life? I have this stalker. I don't even know. He's some freak who thinks he sings with Josh Groban and I don't like this, you know? So they took off. One of the CPAs actually followed him out of town. He did stop and buy a truck and then
left.
Oh my gosh. He really did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway,
that's crazy.
So I had to go and file a stalking injunction order. And I was grateful for the people at the New Hope Crisis Center because they helped me do that. It was kind of, I wouldn't say humiliating, but it was in a way because I was, you know, you have to answer all these questions. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my gosh, I am just this mom of seven who is here filling out this stalking injunction order. So it was just upsetting. I think looking back, what I would have done is not listen to anybody who told me I was too picky. I deserve to be picky.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
And you're not living my life. Mm-hmm. Just be really careful with your online presence. Like your profiles and things like that.
Yes.
Because people can get a lot of information off of you. But I think the biggest thing, I had a whole support system of people protecting me, my kids, everybody at work. And it was awesome. So I think that the best thing we can do is have that support system. And, you know, that your group of friends, your group of girlfriends, your group of work friends, just so that they're aware of what's going on in your life.
Absolutely.
So they can protect you from Gregorio.
So would you say it's best, like you said, you were embarrassed or you're like, why is this guy doing this
yeah.
to me? But share.
Why do I attract freaks?
Right. Share the information, right?
Yes.
With your, like, don't be
yes.
like, I'm going to just not say anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I told
right.
everyone to watch out for,
yes.
for him.
That's great
and,
advice.
Yeah.
And what was your escape
yes.
plan? What if he would have shown up to your home?
Oh, that's one thing I think that I did right was I let the police know and asked them to patrol around my home just to make sure that there wasn't anything weird going on. I mean, my son's a big kid. If he had to protect his siblings, he wouldn't care if his knee was broken.
Yeah.
He would have done it anyway. I feel bad that they have to be in situations like that because of these weirdos.
Right.
Anyway, so...
Yep, that's good to learn.
Did you and your children talk about, I mean, like you said, it is unfortunate that as mothers, when we still have children at home, that we have to talk to them about these things. But like an escape plan, like if he had come to your home, yes, your son may have stood up and been able to protect you. But did you talk about maybe a plan like what room would they go to or who would get the phone and call the police? Or because sometimes I feel like safety first, like,
yes.
yeah, our first instinct is we're going to fight them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe, I don't know, my plan, maybe I'm a wimp. I would want my kids to go put themselves in a safe place.
Yes, yes.
And call the cops while I try to either talk or detain or,
yeah,
that, you know. And they did that
good.
Kind of at your work.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think for my kids, I just made them aware and, you know, had the police patrol. And they would have known to call the police, but I did not have a go in this room or whatever. I was home for lunch for just a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, it just fills up your whole thinking, your whole mind.
It is
so
emotionally
that is
draining.
That is good to have a plan up front.
And of course, that would be also depending on the ages of your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to scare our little children.
No,
but older
yeah,
kids
mm-hmm.
that do want to protect us and protect
yeah.
the home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
That's a good one. Thank you, Debbie. That mm-hmm. was a good lesson to learn for all of us. Lori, how about you? Do you have a good story?
Oh, I have a really good story. An embarrassing also. and my errors of thinking in dating. So the reason why I'm asking you these questions, Debbie, is because I took it a little further with my dating horror story, I guess, for me. I met a guy on Match 2, and we hadn't been able to get together because we both were busy. Mm-hmm. And so we had talked for several weeks, and I did my due diligence, and I found him on Facebook. I found his company that he talked about. I found, you know, pictures of his kids.
You did your stalking.
You know, and he, yes, I did my
online stalking.
Exactly.
Yes, right. Yes, I do that. It's
and
important.
Everything seemed to match up. Everything aligned. Came from a very wealthy family. He told me he had a good job. He was very clever, very witty, and he was quoting like Nietzsche and plays and poems and movies, and like I just kind of like, I've tell you, like I had a crush on this guy, and I hadn't even been on a date with mm-hmm. him. And so we had tried to get together, it didn't happen. Valentine's Day was coming up. And so I broke the cardinal rule, as my friends had told me, my single mm-hmm. friends, never let a guy come to your house before you meet him. But I had done my due diligence. I knew, you know, this guy, he's just like, he was so awesome. And I'm like, how romantic to, you know, to have a dinner and date on Valentine's. And anyway, so a couple of things happened the day before and the day he's going to come to my house. I had even like shared some things with him that my kids were struggling with. One of my daughters has anxiety, and he's like, oh, I need to talk to her. I can help her. I can help her with her anxiety. And I'm like, that's really sweet. And I'm like, well, mm-hmm. you know, she'll probably be here. You'll be able to meet her. And so he's going to bring the steaks and the salad. And I was doing vegetables. And, you know, so I got all ready for this date. And then he called and he was late. And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm late. I'm waiting for my medical card. And I'm like, medical what? Card? So I was like, oh, shoot. Okay, well.
Sure, your mind went crazy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So then I'm like, so I dismissed it, though, because, you know,
we're forgiving.
And like you said, like we just assume the best in everyone. And anyway, so he's 3 hours late. I call him to cancel the date. And I'm like, you know, it's just gotten really late. Let's just.
Hours late?
Yeah. Wow. He's like, no, I got something for your daughter. I'm coming. And then he'd ask me, can I bring my puppy? And I'm like, well, you know, I already have dogs. I'm like, that'll be okay. I don't want you to leave your poor puppy home. Anyway, long story short, he shows up at my door with this full grown dog.
Oh, wow.
Was he doesn't look like any. He doesn't look like anything in his pictures. I instantly could tell that he had been probably doing drugs or was a druggie.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
But I wasn't sure. Yeah. But I still allowed him to come into my home. He did not have the steaks or the salad, but he had a really big chocolate Valentine heart for my daughter, Shay.
Yeah. Even creepier.
Scary. And I still allowed him to come into my home. And was trying to be nice and be cordial because that's what women we do.
We're taught
entertainers
to be
and be nice. And and I instantly knew, like, this is going nowhere. He's like, well, we can just go out for dinner. And I'm like, nope, you know what? We'll just grab these turkey steaks. I'll cook them. And then the date can be over. Anyway, my daughter come home. He's like, can I talk to her? He starts talking to her. My son comes home and he's like, why is that big dog here? And all there was just chaos and ruckus. Anyway, he's like, can I talk to your daughter? And so Shay went out on my patio. I'm trying to calm my son down because he's like, the dogs were just barking. The dogs were on high alert. Like they knew something wasn't right. So the dogs I had put in the bedroom and they were barking still. And his dog was just kind of like excited to be there. I look out on my patio and he's trying to give my daughter, it's like a
CBD.
Yeah, like a vape.
Right. Oh my gosh.
And I'm instantly going out there. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I told you I had something that would help your daughter.
Oh,
and I'm
gosh.
Like, no, this we just can't do this. And he's like, okay, so do you want me to go home? I says, I think that's a good idea. My kids were actually scared. I was scared because it just went sideways fast. Right. And I didn't know, I didn't want to make him angry. So at this point, I was still trying to be nice and like, you know, it was nice to meet you. Take your dogs. And my kids, I had told them, like, just take the dogs and go to the bedroom and just stay there until I come get you. And he even like got his dog and he tried to walk back in my back bedrooms to talk to my kids still.
Wow.
And I just said, no, you don't need to say goodbye to them. You know, I really felt like he had some kind of weird attraction to my daughter.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Creeper. Yes.
Yeah, definitely creeper. And I invited him into my home.
Ugh.
And so, and I realized we didn't have a safety plan.
Yeah.
I realized my errand thinking. We lived next door to a cop, so I felt, but I was actually after that, my daughters, we felt like we were scared for like several weeks.
Yeah.
Like,
I would think him coming into your home, you'd actually feel like violated.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I was a little angry that I'd been so mistrust that I had allowed him to come into my home.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, one of the things that calmed me down is I realized that he was probably on drugs and probably wouldn't remember how to get back to my house. But I didn't know.
Right.
Right.
He, you just never know. And so we had a couple of restless weeks just worrying about, like, if he was going to come back. As a mother, I was worried if he was like a, what are they called, Wendy? Someone who, like, targets young women.
Yes.
Or
yes. They're looking to,
yeah,
like, pedophile. Your children. Yeah.
Yeah. So they are attracted to women, but they're more attracted to your children. So I just,
exactly.
it was an introduction to the real world out there. I'm a little naive and
so
live in my bubble.
No kidding. That would be frightening.
It was so very scary. Frightening. So we have talked now because my kids are older. They're young adults and still living at home. So we do have a plan. Because, like you said, even you can date guys and they come to your house and things are different. Like, you know, you've still got to have a plan. Or, I mean, we as women, we think we're very clever and we do our diligence and we search and try to find out as much information. But men are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And
right.
we have to. Yeah. And if they are predators or if their intentions are anything less worthy, then we do have to have some safety plans in place to protect ourselves. And our children.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you're right. And I think that's the number one thing is be prepared, not scared. So if something does happen, then we're prepared. We have a plan B, right?
Yes.
To fall back onto.
I feel it's necessary that we also need to practice being assertive.
Yes.
Where if you feel uneasy in any way, do not worry about how they feel. You can just stand up and say, I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable with this.
And you don't have to be nice.
Can we do dinner later?
Nice.
Another
it's
day.
True.
Or
yeah.
never.
Or never.
Or never.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And it's okay not to be nice. I think because we're taught that for so
yes.
many years.
And we had that conversation.
Yes.
You've told
yes.
me that many times.
It's important because that's ingrained in us
yes.
through growing up. And so now we have to be like, you know what? Sorry, we don't have to be nice.
Yeah.
Any longer. We have to protect our family.
Yes, and with that, we are out of time. Thanks, Lori, for that story. And it's good to be aware of all of these situations that you could be in. So we will do this again next time.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Debs.